This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says the FBI has been conducting a search at his Mar-a-Lago estate. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
In a lengthy statement, the former president says that the FBI was conducting a search of his Florida estate. Justice Department spokesperson Dina Iverson said the agency had no comment when asked whether Attorney General Merrick Garland had personally authorized the search. Trump's statement says the raid was unannounced, not necessary, or appropriate. The Justice Department has been investigating the discovery of boxes of records containing classified information that were taken to Mar-a-Lago after Trump's presidency had concluded. The National Archives and Records Administration said it had found classified material in 15 boxes at the residence. Norman Hall, Washington.
With a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants holding after nearly 3 days of violence, Gaza's sole power plant resumed operations Monday. That came as Israel began reopening crossings into the territory. Israel also lifted security restrictions on southern Israeli communities after the Egyptian-mediated truce took effect late Sunday. It was the worst round of violence since an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas last year. Starting Friday, Israeli aircraft had pummeled targets in Gaza, while the Iran-backed Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group fired hundreds of rockets at Israel. The Palestinian Health Ministry said 46 Palestinians were killed. Islamic Jihad said 12 were militants. Israel said some of the dead were killed by misfired rockets. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has announced another $1 billion in new military aid for Ukraine. The pledge promises to be the biggest delivery yet of rockets, ammunition, and other arms from the U.S. military's weapons stockpile for Ukrainian forces. This is VOA News. The Pentagon announcement of a massive new shipment of arms comes as analysts warn Russia is moving troops and equipment in the direction of the southern port cities to stave off a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The latest announcement brings the total U.S. security assistance committed to Ukraine by the Biden administration to $9.1 billion since Russian troops invaded in late February. A new study connects climate hazards to 58% of infectious diseases. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A new study says more than half of the known infectious diseases in people, including malaria, cholera, and anthrax, have worsened due to climate hazards such as flooding, heat waves, and drought. In Monday's journal Nature Climate Change, researchers said they found 218 of the known 375 human infectious diseases seemed to be made worse by one of 10 types of extreme weather connected to climate change. The study says warming oceans and heat waves can taint seafood and other things we eat. Droughts can bring back rats carrying viral infections to people. Downpours and flooding sicken people through disease-carrying mosquitoes, rats, and deer. Additionally, the study found 223 of 286 unique non-infectious sicknesses, such as asthma and allergies, seemed to be worsened by climate hazards. I'm Mike Gracia.
The governor of the Cuban province of Matanzas said Monday a third crude tank caught fire and collapsed at Cuba's main oil terminal as an oil spill spread flames from a second tank that caught fire 2 days earlier in the island's biggest oil industry accident in decades. Huge columns of fire rose into the sky and thick black smoke billowed all day, darkening the sky as far away as Havana. Explosions rocked the area just before midnight as one tank collapsed, and again at noon as another imploded. One firefighter has died and 16 people were missing, all from Saturday's explosion at the second storage tank. Recapping our top story, former U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday the FBI had conducted a search of his Mar-a-Lago estate and is asserting that agents broke open a safe. A person familiar with the matter said the action is related to a probe of whether Trump had taken classified records from his White House tenure to his Florida residence. Monday's action, which the FBI and U.S. Justice Department have not immediately confirmed, marks a dramatic escalation in law enforcement scrutiny of Trump and comes as he has been laying the groundwork to make another bid for president. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. You can also download an app. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.